I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are so excited that you are here. I think you're going to be in for a nice surprise, hopefully. We're doing things just a wee bit different. You know, normally we always have an amazing business member who's a resource to you to help you achieve your goals and dreams and sharing their expertise. And as we discuss our weekly winning word that we send out every Sunday in our weekly resource to our members. And today is not so different that we don't have an amazing business member, a part of I've Decided, and someone who is a resource to you. But I have with me my friend, Kurt P. White. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, how we doing, Kim?
Doing great. So our weekly winning word is explore. Now, Kurt, you've been a part of I've Decided now for a little over a year. Mm-hmm. We met, and you have been a part of our program, have experienced success stories. And then this year, most recently, you came on board as our member service director, but you're also a motivational, inspirational speaker and been able to do that. But since our weekly winning word is explore, we came up with a concept that maybe it was time that we had a show where we explained and explored I've Decided.
Exactly. That's, I think, the question I asked you when we were talking about the show for this week, and the fact that our winning word was explore, we didn't really have a firm idea of how we wanted to approach it. And I asked you, have you taken the opportunity yet to discuss with our listeners, you know, I've Decided? What is it? When people ask me, I'm the member services director of I've Decided, oh, that's great. Well, what do they do? You know, those are the types of questions that hopefully we'll be able to explore a little bit in this episode. And I look forward, who better to answer those questions than Kim Martin, the founder herself.
So you're going to be doing a little bit of the interviewing, and I'm going to be doing a little more of the answering today.
We're going to flip it a little, yeah.
Flip it a little, but, you know, it's really about the conversation, right? It's just about
absolutely
sharing our passion and sharing the mission behind I've Decided and really taking you on a little journey.
For sure.
Over this next hour on our show as we explore I've Decided. And the actual definition of explore is travel through an unfamiliar area in order to learn about it, inquire into it, or discuss it. So it's actually kind of a perfect topic to share.
We're certainly taking advantage of the discussing part at this point.
So, well, you know what? You joined I've Decided.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, it was a no-brainer. When I heard about it, and it from immediately from meeting you from the very first day, the energy that you exuded, the passion that you share with people when you're asked, what do you do and why do you do it? I mean, it was obvious to me that this was a group that I wanted to be involved with. And it's just been a short time, like a year and a half now, that I've been involved. I, too, have found that I share so many of your ideals and passions, and I want to be a part of I've Decided success, because I could see how much you truly meant that my success is what your mission was. I've Decided's mission is my success. Whatever dreams I might have, you want to give me the best possible opportunity to achieve them. And I can just say from my own personal experience as a motivational speaker, this past year and a half, there's no way I would be this far in my career if it hadn't have been for this group. And so that I'm very thankful for. So I said, for me personally, at the point in time where I was at, joining I've Decided was a no-brainer. And so much so, I share in everything that you believe in. I decided to become your member services director. And that's why I'm excited about being here today, because I want you to share what you know about I've Decided. Explain to our listeners what your passion is, why are we here, what do we do, and what a great place to do it in for this radio show.
Thank you for that, Kurt. Mm-hmm. That's really great. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate your support, and I appreciate everything that you've done for I've Decided and for our members and for the community as a part of I've Decided. We're thankful for you. Well, I guess, you know, to say what is I've Decided.
Right. That would obviously be, what is it?
Yeah. So, and the best way that I can describe to you and our listeners what is I've Decided is that essentially we are a personal development organization. So we help people personally achieve their goals and dreams. So whatever your personal goals and dreams are, we help you achieve them. That's our purpose.
And you mentioned when we were talking about this a little bit that as far as personal goes, you know, success is relative.
Oh, yes.
So share a little with what you were going with that.
Yeah. In fact, I get asked that question a lot. How do you know when you're successful? What is success? And I say exactly what you just said. It's mm-hmm. relative. Success is your maximum potential.
For all of us, for each individual.
And it's mm-hmm. individualized. Every human being has a different maximum potential, and it's relative to them. But what we want to make sure is that we help people tap in to that maximum potential. Now, it can also be a daily thing, right? Some days we're better than others. Mm-hmm. I mean, some days we're just not going to hit our maximum potential. But the goal is always hitting maximum potential. We want to tap into your purpose. What were you created to do? We want to make sure you understand that you were created and that you were created for a very important purpose. Mm-hmm. And we want to help you achieve it.
That's awesome. And a lot of times we hear when you were first contemplating or trying to put this idea together, if you look at it as, you know, this was my business idea, what do I want to do? A lot of times entrepreneurs will hear, well, what need is it that they're providing? What's the pain that they want to help fix? So my next question is, you know, what is the problem? What does I've Decided fix?
Yeah, well, we obviously have a success problem because only about 9% of the population actually achieve their goals, and really about 8.7% to be exact percent, a little less than 9% of people achieve their goals. And even less than that, in fact, the numbers are really poor. 2% of people actually achieve their dreams. Now you might say, well, goals and dreams, aren't they kind of the same thing? They're similar and they can correlate, but goals are those little pieces along the pie that build up to the big dream, that big vision, mm-hmm. right? So we're saying people who actually achieve that big vision that they have is really about less than 2%.
Wow.
And so we have a success problem in our culture, and that's what we're fixing. I'm excited about this show. Hey, you guys stay with us, and we'll be right back in just a few moments.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Kurt P. White, motivational speaker and member services director of I've Decided. I'm here talking with I've Decided's president and founder, Kim Martin, and we're exploring all that we can about I've Decided. What is it? This group, this organization that Kim founded a little over 6 years ago now, just asking her and exploring some questions so we can get some questions answered. So often it's, well, what is it? What do they do? I'm here talking, and based on what we were talking about earlier, we were asking, well, what is it? What's the problem? What was I've Decided created in order to fix? If you're looking back at when you were first starting to put all your thoughts together and why am I here? What's I've Decided's purpose? Tell us a little bit back. Go back to the beginning. What's the history?
Okay. Well, that's a great question, but I got to go way back for
Alrighty.
A minute. So let me kind of take you way back. To my childhood. And I would say that I'm going to spare details, so we're just going to make it a short, sweet story. But it was, you know, in my childhood, like a lot of us, had problems and issues and things that we had to overcome. But one thing that happened to me when I was a young girl is that my parents got divorced. And when they did, when they went through that divorce, I kind of was floundering a little bit between who to stay with and where to go. And based on the situation, I had an aunt, her daughter, a cousin of mine, who said, why don't you come live with us while everybody's sorting through things? Mm-hmm. Come live with us and we'll take care of you. So that happened. When I was a preteen, I moved in with my cousin. And it was a totally different lifestyle than I had ever been acclimated to. I had experiences for the first time in my life that I had never experienced before. Experienced living in a very nice house, for one, mm-hmm. In a family environment where they actually had dinner and they had kids and they went to games and, you know, traditional mm-hmm. family things that most people could be used to, but I was not acclimated to that by no means.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the first big change. And then, of course, we did things like took a vacation to Florida, went to an Alabama-Auburn football game for the first time because they tailgated those football games, had a big RV, and, mm-hmm. you know, things that I'd never experienced. Nice restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my cousin Beverly, you know, teaching me how to have manners in a restaurant because I had no idea,
sure.
you know, what how to even have manners in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, essentially, it took a little girl out of a area that she only knew and put her into a position of something different, change, something that it's like, okay, this is better than what I had, right?
Sure.
So it opened my eyes to a new world.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived with them for about a year, and it was a great experience, and I'm very close to my cousin Beverly. Hey, Beverly. And it was a life pivot. It was a life-changing moment for me because it opened my eyes. Her husband, T.O., rest his soul, he said to me when I left, he goes, you know, he was a very matter-of-fact man, and he said, you got great potential. You really could be somebody. Like, he saw something in me, right? I'm an outgoing person. I'm a real people person. I've always had the ability to just never meet a stranger. It's mm-hmm. just a part of my God-given talent. And he goes, you really could be somebody.
So he provided you that encouragement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not quite sure how he meant it.
Mm-hmm.
You poor little thing. You could be somebody if
yeah.
you had a different opportunity.
I'm betting that's not what it was.
No, but, you know, that's what he said to me. And so I left there and I thought, yes, I can be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember going back. And by then, my dad had already married his girlfriend. And so I had a stepmom. Didn't take very long. As you can see, it was only about a year. So I had a stepmom, and we called her Kat. Her name was Kathy. But I remember putting my hands on my waist when I went back home, and I looked right at her, and I said, when I grow up, I'm going to be somebody. And she used to joke about that. And so fast forward over my teenage years, and I always had that. I'm going to grow up, and I'm going to be somebody, except for I really started going down the wrong paths. I made some terrible choices. The decisions that I made, a young girl should never have to make those decisions. A child should never. I can't even imagine my teenage girls having to make the decisions that I was making when I was their age.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfathomable to me. And so I did not become somebody relatively quick. In fact, I was going on the opposite way of that. And fast forward a little bit more, by some chance, and this is a whole nother story in itself, I landed in managing a Curves weight loss facility when they very first opened. And it was really God intervention. I totally believe it was God ordained. And it was the beginning, really, of the rest of my life. And because of that experience at Curves, I actually worked as a manager, got a lot of training that I would have never had. And then I had a way to open my own Curves. And through that experience, I started working for Curves International. And through that experience, I was opened and participated in having motivational speakers come and share with us and learn from them. And I actually met Zig Ziglar.
Wow. So So again, you were through this experience, you were exposed to things that you thought you'd never be exposed to.
Not very few people can actually say they've ever met Zig Ziglar in person and had dinner with him and his wife.
That's amazing.
I know, isn't it? And I had no idea who he was. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that he was the grandfather of motivational speaking and that he was well known and that Gary Haven, the founder of Curves, was probably paying him $100,000 to be there. I had no idea any of that. I was about 26 or 27 years old at the time. But it was a life-changing moment. In a session that he was speaking to us, he was sharing a motivational message, and it was like he was speaking directly to me, like looking at me, speaking. God was speaking through him to me, because what he said was, you do not have to wait to be somebody. You are already somebody. Now, based on the story that I just told you, you can understand I get chills every time I say that, right? And so I'm like, there was something that happened in my brain that was like, yes, I'm already somebody. Mm-hmm. I am somebody. I was chasing after trying to be somebody, which was leading me down a terrible path, right? Mm-hmm. And bad choices.
So ultimately, then, how did that get you then to where we're at today with I've Decided?
Yes. And so the next thing he said was, if you want to be successful, the thing you have to do is help others be successful. The more people you help be successful, the more successful you will be. And I don't know how to explain it, and we'll have to end on this for this note, and we'll come back in a minute. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how to explain it. But since I thought God was speaking to me through him, mm-hmm. based on what he said about being somebody, I believed what he said. And I thought, that's the way to success. And that changed everything. We'll talk more when we get back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Well, actually, I guess I'm kind of the co-host today. Kurt P. White, my good friend, motivational, inspirational speaker, as well as our member service director of I've Decided, is taking this a different way today, doing a little interviewing on my side as we explore I've Decided and what we're all about. And I have to say, I wouldn't be sharing about I've Decided if I didn't share about all of our amazing business members of I've Decided. We have near 60 business members who are a part of I've Decided. And it's because of them that we're able to do the events that we have in our community, like our motivational leadership conferences. We'd put on 3 every year, and we have business networkings and monthly socials. We do this radio show, and they're resources for you. They help you. They provide the tools, the resources, the information a lot of times, the education a lot of times, those pieces of the puzzle of success that we'll talk more about. But they're awesome, and we want you to be connected to them. You can find them on our website at ivedecided.org. You can click on resources and see all the business members who are a part of our organization. And we'd like to invite you to join our community. And while you're there, you can do that. It's so easy. It takes less than 5 minutes. You click, you get signed up, and for $12.99 a month, you can get all the tools, all the pieces of the puzzle of success to help you on your journey. And that's what it's all about, helping you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever they may be. So just wanted to give a shout out there quickly as we discuss and go on this exploration, if you will. Our weekly winning word is explore of I've Decided. So Kurt, just to finish up before we went on our last break, I was just wrapping up how Zig Ziglar actually really, his influence is the heart of I've Decided. And I know a lot of people know who he is and know his quotes. And he has a very famous quote about the more people you help be successful in their goals and dreams, the more successful you're going to be. And it's just as simple as to say, I believed him. Mm-hmm. I truly believed him. And I set on a mission to help people.
Right.
And I thought, that's where my success lies. Mm-hmm. My success lies in helping as many people as I can be successful. And for 20 years, I did it with Curves. Mm-hmm. Curves was my platform. I helped women lose weight, including myself. I lost over 80 pounds and kept it off. From that moment, I changed so many things about my life. I realized I was already somebody, mm-hmm. thanks to Zig. And I started changing things, drastically improving my lifestyle as far as health. I quit smoking. I started running, all of those things changed. And I really dove into helping as many women at Curves achieve their goals of their weight loss goals as I could. And I used it for a platform and it was very, very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so fast forward to today, or fast forward, I guess, to 6 years ago when I founded I've Decided. It was because I felt like I needed to get outside the walls of Curves. It's like, what we're doing, we can help so many more people if we're not contained in this wall. Not that Curves isn't a great place for women. It is.
Right.
But I wanted to reach masses.
Yep.
I had a big dream. I have a big vision and a big dream to reach masses. So I needed to get outside of Curves. And so the whole concept of I've Decided came to through my Christian conversion. So when I gave my life to Christ for the third time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Third time's a charm. I've been a Christian, I guess, most of my life, but I was a lukewarm Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I stuck the stake in the ground and decided, nope, I'm going to live for the Lord. I'm going all in. No mm-hmm. more of this lukewarm stuff. And I've decided this is what I'm going to do. And so I got baptized, and that was about 10 years ago. And I was out running one day, and it was like I just was praying and talking to the Lord about where to go and what to do as far as my rest of my life work, if you will. I'm mm-hmm. about halfway through my life now, right? If I live a nice old ripe age of 100.
Well, I'm turning 50 next year, so I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
So if I live to be 100, I'm about halfway there, assuming. No one really knows, but let's just assume. So I'm about halfway there. So where am I going to spend the rest of half of my life? Like, how do I help people?
Mm-hmm.
And I just really felt a message from the Lord was people are lukewarm. The reason why people aren't successful is like I was a lukewarm Christian, which would never, I would have never went to heaven as a lukewarm Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I was a lukewarm Christian. The reason why people don't succeed in their goals and dreams because they're lukewarm. They are hem-hawed. They want it. I wanted to go to heaven. I wanted it really bad. I wanted to lose weight. I want to quit smoking. I want to finish school. I want it so bad, mm-hmm. right? But we aren't claiming it. We aren't sticking the stake in the ground and saying, I'm going to do it. I've decided mm-hmm. this is what I'm going to do. So we live in a lukewarm state of mind. And there is no success, zero success. There's no heaven for you. There's no success for you in a lukewarm state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
You have to decide. And so I was running with my friend Dawn, who happens to be our I've Decided to Run coach. Hey, Dawn. and I said, I think I got it. I've decided to. And I just started rambling off all these things. And she's like, that's really cool. And I'm like, it is. That was the summer of 2014. In August of 2014, I created I've Decided Incorporated. And in January of 2015, we had our very first Motivational Leadership Conference.
Wow. And how fortunate.
That's how fast I move.
And how fortunate we all are. And thank you so much for sharing all that background. That's just incredible. And the way you were moved. And again, to explain to me some of the passion that we can see on a day-to-day basis. Anybody that knows you is not going to argue with that at all. So that being said, describe to me then a little bit, what has been the success of I've Decided these past few years?
Well,
I know we've got the garden.
Yes, we have the garden, which is our resource center, a building actually out at 1014 West Pioneer Parkway. That's a huge success.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to thank Jeannie Quick, our go-to realtor, for that and helping us find this awesome space. And but that's a huge success. But it's exactly what we've been talking about, Kurt. It's the success stories.
Right.
It's everyone who has been successful that's a part of this program that success begets success.
Yep.
And that's my success. To see your success is mm-hmm. my success. Maria Galindo, one of our community members, you know, she's finishing up her education. She's going to be a teacher. She's wanted to be a teacher her whole life. But instead, she wasn't reaching her maximum potential. She was a teacher assistant, which is fine. She earned a good living doing that. But it wasn't what she knew she wanted to be a teacher. She wanted her own classroom.
Right.
And now she's in school, and she's going to finish in 2 years, and she's going to do that. So
we've seen I've shared and seen a lot of these types of success stories. I think it's important to mention, too, like you have already pointed out, our business members, but we do have the community members, which we had discussed. We have a little over 50 now, but what did you say our goal is?
We're going to help 1,000 people achieve their goals and dreams, and we'll talk about that when we get back.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Kurt P. White. Thanks for joining us. I am here with Kim Martin, the founder of I've Decided, and we ended up and we put out she declared a pretty lofty goal out there of achieving 1,000 community members by the end of 2020. I'd like you to explain to me just how exactly is I've Decided going to do that.
Yeah. So, the first thing is we want to help 1,000 people achieve their goals and dreams. That's what we want to do, right? We want to get those 1,000 people, and we want to help 1,000 people achieve their goals and dreams. And the way that we do it, Kurt, is I like to explain success like a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
It requires many pieces connected together in order to see the pretty picture, right?
Right.
If you're missing the pieces or any piece, the picture's not complete. And success is exactly the same way. Success is hard. It's hard to put 1,000-piece puzzle together.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard. It takes time and effort, and success is the same way. It's very hard. But if you have all the pieces of the puzzle in one place, like you have all the pieces of the puzzle in one box, but all the pieces of the success puzzle in one place, it makes it a lot easier. And so we provide all the missing pieces, all the pieces for your success puzzle. And we believe in our success puzzle that we share, there are about 10 pieces, not about, there are.
There are 10.
10 pieces of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And those are motivation and inspiration. So we provide motivation and inspiration through our motivational leadership conferences, through our weekly winning resources, our speakers, our seminars and things that we provide, education, information. We provide education and information in all the same ways. We provide support and accountability. We have our monthly success socials where we all come together and support each other. Accountability through, you know, I do free consultations with all of our members. When you sign up, you have a consultation with me where I learn what your goal is and we provide that accountability and support and tools and resources, resources like our business members, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our coaches that are a part of I've Decided, as well as tools like our our I've Decided Success Planner and Journal.
Right.
Every member gets an I've Decided Success Planner and Journal. We teach you the right mindset, which is having a decided heart, a decided mind, like I was sharing earlier, right? That you can't a lukewarm state will get you nowhere.
Right.
You have to be decided. So we teach people, I use an acrostic decide, and we teach people a behavior change methodology so that they can start changing the behaviors necessary in order to be successful. And then contribution. We just added that 10th piece because I realized that we were missing a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the contribution. That's the contribution that you make to helping and serving, and the contribution in giving back, and the contribution really to yourself in showing up and being a part of something that's going to help you be successful.
And so, yeah, I like how you explained that to me the other day. Your thought behind contribution was just show up.
Show up. Mm-hmm. Half your success will come when you show up. Showing up is it sounds so easy, doesn't it?
Well, and you got to do it with the mindset of it's not about me.
Right. So many people, when they do show up, Kurt, they show up with the expectation of what is in it for me?
Mm-hmm.
Who am I going to sell to today? What is Kurt going to do for me? And that is just that's not the right state of mind.
Nope.
That is not what we're about. We are not about showing up and finding out what somebody else is going to do for us. We're about showing up and saying, what can we do for you? For sure.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So you were going to discuss a little bit about the business members too, or how do we help the businesses?
Yeah. So our corporate membership.
There you
so,
go. Corporate.
Yeah. So, you know, one big question I get often, Kurt, is, okay, so how are you going to get these 1,000 people? Mm-hmm. How are you going to reach these 1,000 people? And, I say it's not going to be easy, but, mm-hmm. But one way that we're going to do it is through corporate memberships. Mm-hmm. And we're working on some of those right now. We actually are working with Unity Point. So mm-hmm. excited to be working with a test pilot of their employees beginning in 2020. Mm-hmm. And also working with McMahon Group. And got a couple of other businesses that are considering coming on board with us. But essentially, the value that they're seeing is we have companies that are struggling. And they are struggling financially because they're struggling with retention. Mm-hmm. Their employees are turning over quicker than they would expect or want them to, and it's costing them money. Their employees are unhappy, and their employees are sick because they don't know how to change the behaviors they need in order to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And so it's costing them a lot of money, and they don't know what to do to fix it.
And the traditional wellness programs that so many people have heard of or that we know of today just aren't working.
Well, they're not. They can work, but you're right, they're not working. Mm-hmm. And but there's a reason why they're not working. It's not because the programs aren't good. Mm-hmm. The programs aren't working because you still have to teach. You still got to give people all the pieces of the puzzle for success.
Yes.
And so there's a missing link that I've decided feels we're like a supplement. So we don't replace anything. We don't replace a wellness program. We don't replace your leadership training. We don't replace those things. It's like taking a supplement. We enhance it all because what we do then is teach your employees how to be successful in their personal goals mm-hmm. so that your employees then will show up.
Right.
And when you have those things, they'll utilize them. Mm-hmm. And so what we are finding is that companies are seeing the value in providing a benefit to their employees of an I've Decided community membership. Mm-hmm. So for about $10 a month, if you've got 25 or more employees, mm-hmm. for about $10 a month per employee, we can come in, give your employees community memberships, teach them how to be successful in their personal goals. Mm-hmm. It will show them that you care about them, and it will help them be more successful in anything else that they're doing related to their professional life or work life.
And feel even more valued.
And it provides a value to them. Mm-hmm. It gives, it creates a sense of loyalty to their company because mm-hmm. they see that you are helping them. And most importantly, you're giving back to your employees. You're giving them success.
Right. Well, I think that's awesome, Kim. And I guess as we're wrapping up this segment then, which thank you so much for sharing, exploring the I've Decided, given the history, this has definitely been informational for me. If I'm one of these people, an individual, a business, corporation, I want to join, how do I do it?
You can email me at kim@ivedecided.org. If this is a business membership or a corporate membership, email me, kim@ivedecided.org. Mm-hmm. If you want to become a community member, it takes less than 5 minutes. You can log into ivedecided.org and register right there, and we'd love to have you join our community. Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you, Kim. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?